As is the case with every month on the calendar, October is an official month for a variety of causes and ideas. Some are historical recognition, others are just for some fun, a little silly. But there are a select few that bring a greater awareness about a vital matter to you. That's something my first guest is here to share with you, with October being National Domestic Violence Awareness Month and the way the Ray Rice story brought attention to this issue. It's time to connect the abused with a path to escape and recovery, and that's the work that the person joining us now is certainly dedicated to achieving. She's the Executive Director of Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services in Sussex County, Jamie Bernard. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Chris.
And I should say, well, first let me give you the website listing. It's DASI.org, DASI.org, and they have a 24-hour hotline. I'll say it now, but be ready to write it down toward the end, too. I'll give it to you again. For anyone who is in an abusive situation in Sussex County, New Jersey, this is your first step back into a life of your own. It's 973-875-1211, 973-875-1211. And I have to say, Jamie, a happy 30th anniversary.
Oh, thank you so much. I can hardly believe that Daisy has been around for 30 years, but yes, indeed we have.
When you think of a timeline of the awareness or recognition that domestic abuse has received, the unfortunate continued inflicting of abuse that the victims have to try to survive, and the new avenues of recovery and the reascension to a life that have taken place, when you think of that, everything that's been happening, is there any way to sit down and say, okay, here's what I have to do next, or is it just so many fluid things that the work that you do is really a daily challenge, and the support that the people give is really, that's something that's important?
Well, it is a daily challenge, and that is because the issue is extremely complicated. No two victims or survivors of domestic violence are the same. Each situation is different. It is also a very dangerous situation sometimes. So it's complicated. And so, yes, every day is a challenge. I've been involved with Daisy for 30 years, and I've never had a boring day. So
yes.
I think that speaks to the nature of the work. On the other hand, it has been helpful, very helpful over the years, over the 30 years that laws have changed and become stronger. New Jersey has some of the strongest domestic violence laws in the nation. Services are much more widely available. Funding, the support of, you know, federal funding, state funding, local funding, donors, you know, foundations, the funding over the years has become more available, and we've been able to expand our services. So what I've seen over 30 years is, you know, starting out in a two-person office that was once a closet to having four locations and having, you know, transitional apartments and just a wide variety of services in response to the needs that are out there.
And I, of course, mentioned the 30th anniversary. There is a huge celebration coming up on October 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Conservatory at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. There'll be music, poetry, speakers, a lot of inspirational stories, no doubt. Of course, some food. Can't have an anniversary without some food there. And this is a free event, but you are encouraged, at least by me, to make a donation. And there is registration that's necessary. Learn more at DASI.org, DAISY.org, on their website. I mentioned the Ray Rice story, too, Jamie, in the introduction. When a story that publicly takes place, does that actually, this might be a strange way to approach it, encourage victims of abuse to step up and say, all right, I've had enough of this. I want out.
Well, one of the things, I mean, it's a terrible story, and it's a sad story. I think the showing of the videotape was very significant because we know that that scenario goes on behind closed doors all the time. And victims of domestic violence will talk about an assault such as that, and yet the words, I guess, are not as powerful in terms of the general public as actually seeing a video, and it was horrifying for a lot of people. And so I think it clicked for people what we're talking about when we talk about domestic violence, that we are talking about that kind of brutality sometimes. And so it raised awareness out in the community, I think, in general. And I also think it, in terms of speaking to survivors, when survivors hear that the community is aghast at that kind of behavior, when people are talking about holding abusers and offenders accountable and the need to do that, I think they're heartened by that, because very often, you know, they just feel like, well, nothing's going to happen, you know, here. And, you know, or nobody's really going to believe me. I think it helps survivors to understand that perhaps they will be believed now a little bit more, and perhaps the abuser will be held accountable.
Talking with Jamie Bernard, who is the leader of Domestic Abuse and Sexual Intervention Services at DASI.org on the web. They were celebrating their 30th anniversary on October 15th, 6:30 p.m. at the Conservatory at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. Night of entertainment and inspiration. And, of course, on your part, when you attend, it's free admission. But show of support through a financial contribution will ensure that the important work of DASI for survivors of violence will indeed continue. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. That whole thing, I think, too, Jamie, it's just a reminder that the goal of the abuser is to eliminate as much around their victim as possible. They want the victim to be a hostage for all intents and purposes. And how important is it when someone who has been abused recovers and speaks out and says, I made it, here's the path I took. Yeah, it wasn't easy. Yeah, I had to do this and do that. But does that help a victim that's still in that solitary confinement say, wait a minute, she was where I was, and now she's over there. I want to be over there too.
That's such an important point. It really is, Chris. And the reason we have chosen to have our 30th anniversary celebration be one where it is centered around survivors' voices, that's the very reason. Our services are for domestic violence survivors and sexual violence survivors and victims of human trafficking. And so the survivors will be speaking. They will be reading poetry. They will be presenting music. And it will be their voices that are heard. And we hope certainly that those voices will will enable other voices to be heard. All of these crimes, and domestic violence, sexual violence, human trafficking, it's still in many ways stigmatized. It's still in many ways kept behind closed doors. And voices speaking out is the way to bring it out of, bring it out into the light.
And also helps people not in the situation, the observers or the lay people, get over the, not really the most kindest of words here, but the ignorance of, the ever ask question, well, if it's so bad, why is she staying?
Right. It certainly, the education helps people to help survivors. So your neighbor, your friend, if someone discloses, if you have the information, the important information at hand, the reasons why someone might not report a sexual assault, the reasons why someone might not be able to leave a violent relationship. So if the community can understand, we can be positive bystanders. We can have important information to and resources to give to that survivor so that perhaps they can get help.
Wrapping our time with Jamie Bernard from Domestic Abuse Sexual Assault Intervention Services, DASI.org, DASI.org on the web. Their upcoming 30th anniversary celebration of survival, October 15th, 6:30 p.m. at the Conservatory at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. More information over at DASI.org. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Among the challenging individuals, as you said, every abuse victim is indeed an individual, is the victim who blames themselves maybe the most difficult to get out of the darkness?
I don't know if it's the most difficult, but it is certainly a challenge to work with an individual to help her identify her strengths, what she's done in the past to help her survive and to protect her children. Self-blame is a part of both sexual and domestic violence, but of course we work with everyone to try to help them understand that they weren't victimized. That, you know, in many cases, these are criminal acts that are occurring, and they're victims of crime.
Once again, it's our 30th anniversary of Domestic Abuse Sexual Intervention Services, DAISY, for the services that they've provided for thousands of women and survivors. That's the key words, survivors, within Sussex County over the years. It's happening October 15th, 6:30 p.m. at the Conservatory at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. Free admission, but donations are encouraged because that's how the work, the very important work, the life-saving work that DAISY performs and offers victims of abuse, sexual assault, human trafficking. That's the way the work continues. Find out more at DASI.org and clear the calendar for October 15th, 6:30 p.m. for the Conservatory at the Sussex County Fairgrounds. Be inspired by stories of survival and be encouraged to help and become a part through your support of Domestic Abuse Sexual Intervention Services and all the work that they do. We've been joined this morning from DAISY with Jamie Bernard. Jamie, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much for having us. I just want to add that a pre-registration for the event really is important. Sussex Bank, Crave Caterers are sponsoring the event. However, we will need a headcount beforehand. So everyone is welcome as long as they call ahead of time. And thank you so much for having me.